Hey guys, I did it. I finished the Celebration of Discipline. So what's it all about, you might ask? Well, thank you for asking. I actually received this book about 6 years ago, and at the time, I mean, my heart and my mind were just not in a place to receive anything from it. I thought, here's one more thing I have to do, one more reason I'm a failure as a Christian, but thank God for His grace. He led me into a place of healing and understanding, and now that I've realized this, I get to do things that I read about in this book. I get to work on the disciplines I just learned about, and it's a total privilege. So what I get to find is deeper levels through meditation, prayer, through fasting and study. I get to live out life in simplicity and solitude and submission and service. And finally, I have the honor of walking with others like you in confession, worship, guidance, and celebration. Discipline is not about punishment. When you look up gold medals, for instance, in the Olympics, you look it up by sport and by discipline. And one sport may have several disciplines, sports like swimming, skating, skiing, and of course, gymnastics. Some people specialize in a single discipline, while others are all-around athletes that compete. They compete in multiple disciplines within one sport. So our sport is life in Christ. And we get the gold medal for all-around life athletes in the disciplines I mentioned above. But we do it for a prize and a reward that is eternal. I want to read to you 2 Timothy 1:7. It says that God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, of love, and self-discipline. And hey, for bonus, go read in the Passion Translation, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Celebrate the disciplines that God's given you in your life.